But right now, let's determine that biggest show coming to town.
Well, it's the big show.
Who's this joining us? Former local nobody that anyone knows. I don't know what.
All right. Making sure.
Biggest Show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. All right, we're doing this a day late this week because we had Michael Lombardi on the show yesterday because we were very Cowboys-Bears intensive. So, unfortunately, we missed what probably would have been the biggest show coming to town this week. In fact, as I look at the schedule this week, it would have been the biggest show coming to town. Last night in town, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
So we missed that show. It does you no good now.
Okay, they win.
But they probably would have won.
Was that just right next door?
Where
was that?
Yeah, I believe that was, because there was a huge line of semis out there.
That's what I
Monday
wondered,
night yeah. and yesterday.
I saw them the last time they came through town at the AAC. Awesome. It was such a great show.
Yeah, they have greatness to them.
Yeah, they do.
Did they just play Madville last night? Or
they played all their awesome songs.
You freak. All right, but they are not eligible for this week's list, so we have six candidates. Now, who's this? Is this a local radio celebrity?
Who is this?
Daddy.
Okay, see, that's you that has this, then. You're always trying to pin it on me.
You're both always doing your fake Danny, saying everything
is fake
stupid.
Danny.
All right, candidate number one, biggest show coming to town this week. Tonight at the House of Blues, it's a twin bill featuring Boys Like Girls and All-American Rejects.
I like the All-American Rejects.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new impotence drug.
There you go. There's your smiling teenage summer sun.
He's got smiling, talking, singing like he's smiling all the time.
It's just about every song in this pop genre written for Southern California.
Yes. Yes. That's what it sounds like to me.
Top down,
yeah,
sunshine.
Top down, the sun is shining now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, Stoopy, go away.
I like the All-American Rejects.
Hold on, I want to play a little Atari here.
Heart and Soul.
I wake up every evening. Banana makes my own face. And I know it's out of place. Banana,
House of Blues.
This is All-American Rejects, right?
I think so, yeah.
Or just Boys to Girls.
Boys Like Girls. All-American Rejects have something. I don't know about those other cats.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also tonight at the Palladium Ballroom, Ryan Bingham.
There is some greatness.
Is he
awesome
a crazy heart guy?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a horse voice.
Yeah. Definitely has a very hoarse voice, but he's
like a horse or horse?
Like horse.
With an A.
He sings hoarsely.
Gravelly.
He sings eventually, too, I think. That's not him. Did you pick an instrumental there, Jer?
I really don't know. I've never heard of him before.
The Kona?
I
run into a friend
of mine. Never questioned Ryan Bingham. Ended up, but he was just a stranger. I said
hello as he passed me by. He was part of that T-Bone Burnett Academy Award, correct?
By the way, we're going to talk about our lunch songs. With T-Bone Burnett.
No, that's with T-Bone Pickens.
Yeah, he co-wrote all that stuff.
He's greatness. All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday night at the House of Blues. Hatebreed Rich? Along with All Shall Perish and D's Nuts.
Rich?
D's Nuts?
D's Nuts?
I don't know them. Lord. You also left off Whitechapel.
Yes, Whitechapel.
They're all right. Hatebreed, overrated.
That's what Jack the Ripper did.
I'm going to hear it from plenty of the metal guys out there, but Hatebreed, same song, it is overrated.
Isn't Whitechapel a hamburger place?
White Castle. That's White Castle. Yeah.
Whitechapel's where Jack the Ripper did his glorious work.
This is Hatebreed here.
I think.
Yeah, this is horrible.
This is great.
Jamie Jasta, the lead singer.
My dad used to sing this to me when I was a baby. This is his lullaby.
Destroy everything.
Yeah.
This is what they're going to do for 2 hours, by the way.
Don't act like you're disgusted.
No, I do not like these guys because this
Why
is
do you
their,
sing this
is their song.
On, at our company Christmas party, huh? You always sing Hatebreed.
Never do. It's Lamb of God I sing for you. Oh.
So what's the difference between this and Lamb of God or Slipknot?
Tons.
Just the name? The
Slipknot,
spelling of the name?
Slipknot's not even in the same category, but these guys are so far superior. They have a terrific stage show. They also don't have the same guitar riff and the same vocal line for every song like Hatebreed does.
I don't
like them.
I want to check into that.
And I'm going to get
Play
killed
their other
by the
song.
People. It's the same song.
Go ahead. Boy, he's tuning the bass. I got a headache. Okay, that's candidate 3.
Holy cow.
I wish I could time travel back to the 20s and release this album.
You'd be so arrested.
Candidate, boy, what would they make of it?
I don't know.
They'd be so confused and scared, probably.
Yes. Like candidate, the scene in Back to the Future, where you went into the Eddie Van Halen riff at the end.
Do people overrate that movie?
No.
That's an interesting great question.
I revisited the second half of that movie about a month ago.
The first movie.
The first movie.
Okay.
Not that great.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're crazy,
Not
Junior!
That's
a classic!
Great.
That's a classic.
Man.
Marty!
It wasn't bad. It wasn't
Greatness.
Bad.
Michael J. Fox was good, and at the time...
Look, somebody had to say it, so I'm saying it.
Great Scott!
Great movie.
Hey, my friend Jeff, that is like his favorite movie of all time. You cannot say anything bad about that movie when you're around him. Or you risk getting a Columbia necktie.
Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the Arlington Music Hall, George Jones.
Hey.
All right.
Is this the real version of it?
We think
is it the psycho version? One?
If you told me that you love me, I would feel so proud.
He is 81.
How is he still alive? By the way, didn't Troy Dungan mention that he was over 70?
Did he?
Yeah, he's 71, I think he said.
But Troy Dungan looks good for 71.
Yeah. Boy, he does. He looks just the same as he did 30 years ago.
He looks younger than me.
What kind of deal with the bow-tied devil did he make? All right, George Jones, wig?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they call him the possum, because he's got a possum on his head.
I'll just never
and
forget.
And we retire on that one.
And on a high. No, we have two more we got to go through.
Oh.
Candidate 5, Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, the ticket's own Wade Bowen.
Yeah, my buddy.
I think that there is a guitar that Wade Bowen played that's hanging up in Guitar Center right now because I traded it
Traded it?
Yeah.
That's right. He played the camp out.
Yep.
I love
my
Wade.
Guitar at the camp out.
He's got a great voice. Got a new album out. This was a single Saturday night. Did very well. And Before These Walls Were Blue, most beautiful song written in the last 10 years by any Texas artist.
Whoa.
Boom.
Boy, he locked it.
Mark,
should we lock it, or is it still open for discussion?
Yeah. It's about before he had kids. And, man, that is a powerful, powerful song. And this is a great two-stepping song. I love Wade Bowen.
I want to disagree with those opinions, but you locked it.
I locked
it. Yeah, I know it.
I
had a whole bunch of things to say about it, but
Me
the
too.
Thread's locked.
No.
Can't comment on it anymore.
Wade Bowen is greatness.
All right, and candidate number 6, the biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday night at the McFarland Memorial Auditorium on the SMU campus, David Byrne.
Interested?
Used to live here. He used to live down off the M Street somewhere.
Yeah, I heard that. Right.
I guess it'd be down off of Greenville in the M Streets.
I thought
down
he was
off the M Streets.
The weirdest yet coolest thing I'd ever seen in circa 81-ish, 82.
The same I'd as it ever to. Was video. I just loved that.
I did too.
Well, you get punched in the shoulder all of a sudden.
Shoulder jerk back, yeah. And his hair would chimp out.
And then for some reason he would segment his arm with lines down.
Why are you saying same as it ever was?
He'd chop up his arm.
I loved and still love Talking Heads.
Yep.
Greatness.
So who else was in the Talking Heads?
Didn't matter. They had David Byrne.
Who else was... No, come on. You don't know the other members?
I want to know the other members' name. No, I don't.
You want them? I think it's Andrew Ridgely and...
No. Lockahana Johnson?
No. John Oates?
Mm-mm. Who are they, Rich?
Chris France, Tina Weymouth, hey and Jerry Harrison.
Hey, Tina.
Hey.
Three people I've never heard of.
Tina Weymouth.
Weymouth? I don't know.
So I wonder if he just does, like, new stuff, or is he doing...
Is he still wear the suit with the big shoulder pads in it?
I hope so.
There you go.
This was a great song. Take Me to the River was their best song. Love that song.
You may find yourself... The song has made me kind of vaguely nervous.
You may find yourself...
It is very nervousing.
And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself...
That's such a really cool shot of him with what looked like to be a river under him, like swimming on stage.
Yep, awesome. Road to Nowhere was a great song.
Yeah.
And She was a great song. Girlfriend is Better, great song.
That was my favorite.
I got a girlfriend that's better than that.
Look out.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. We have six candidates. Is it candidate number one? Tonight at the House of Blues, Boys Like Girls and All American Rejects. Candidate two, tonight at the Palladium, Ryan Bingham. Candidate three, Thursday at the House of Blues, Hatebreed with Whitechapel, All Shall Perish, and D's Nuts.
What about Dying Fetus? They're not joining
us? No. Candidate four, Friday at the Arlington Music Hall, George Jones. Candidate 5, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Wade Bowen, or Candidate 6, Sunday at McFarland, David Byrne, George.
I'm going to vote for my close personal friend, Wade Bowen.
No.
Or no.
Well, I would say it's George Jones as his last time to come to DFW, but I think he's made one of those Keith Richards deals with Lucifer,
mm-hmm.
So I'll live for forever. So I'm going to say that it's the David Byrne.
All right.
What you think about that?
Rich?
Good pick.
I'll go with 100-year-old George Jones.
Okay, Jer.
I will also go with David Byrne.
Fernando.
David Byrne.
I'm going to say David Byrne as well. So three votes to some others. Biggest show, Sunday at McFarland, David Byrne.
All right, what's next in Gordo's Corner?
In Gordo's Corner, Giorgio is going to tell the exciting story of how he had a showdown with T. Boone Pickens this week.
We want information. Information. Information.
Radio 1310, the ticket.